Here in our studios, that controversial communications expert, that wonder of the electronic age, Mr. Marshall McMedium.
How do you do?
Mr. McMedium, you proclaim that the medium is the message is the medium.
Or vice versa.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here as a guest in our studio.
I am not a guest in the studio. I am the studio. The studio is the guest. The guest is the studio.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that. How would you describe yourself, Mr. McMedium? A teacher, a thinker, a philosopher?
Well, I don't care for any of those labels.
Oracle?
Oracle I like.
All right.
I like that.
You're acknowledged as an expert in communications, and yet you had difficulty communicating to some people your theory that radio is a hot medium, whereas television is a cool medium.
Well, that's as clear to me as the nose on my face, or to be more explicit, my nose is my face, my face is my nose. For the few who had trouble understanding my last book, however, I just put out a supplementary book to explain the previous book. This one has pictures.
Well, that should help.
I'm at work now on an explanation of the explanation.
We'll certainly look forward to that.
Not me. I wish people would get with it. Put on their thinking caps. This constant explaining my explanations is a pain in the neck.
Yes.
My neck is the pain. My pain
is... Well, I feel a little awkward then asking you what you do mean by radio being a hot medium.
Well, what I mean is simply that a radio generates a certain amount of heat. It's a hot medium. See, that's why you see millions of people walking around holding a little 3-inch radio up to their ears. Their ears are cold.
But if 15 years ago people bought only 10 million radios, and last year they bought 47 million radios, aren't all those people doing more than just keeping warm?
Well, there would appear to be more here than meets the ear.
And what is that, sir?
Well, there's a certain technological implosion at work in our culture. The world has become a mass electronic extension of man, which programs us far beyond the periphery of our previous fragmentized environment. Follow me?
Yes.
You follow that?
Yes.
Well, then, will you do me a favor?
What's that?
Would you mind explaining to me what I just said?